to the H&A show. I'm back. I told you I would be. We have many things to talk about. I'm very, very excited. If you're like, Shanae, where have you been? I have been on my Substack. My Substack, heyshanae.substack.com. Podcasts are released there every single week. So if you're like, man, I would like more podcasts from you, please, then go over there, support the podcast. If you'd like me, if you want to hear more, go ahead and do that. Some things that you would see while you're there is the JK coverage. Listen, I've covered JK so much, and there's a drop off of the coverage because I literally can't do it anymore. Like, the man, it's like some type of like jump scare. I don't know. He's everywhere. Like, I feel like sometimes when I go to the elevator, I feel like the door's gonna open and he's gonna be there. Like, it's so much. I don't know. I'm curious to see how the JK girlies feel, because it's just so over, like, literally he's everywhere. And I didn't watch Suga's show with him, but I saw a clip and he was like, well, I'm gonna do a second single and then a mini album. And I was like, ugh, when? It's so much. I feel like 7 days has been out for the last 6 months. I can't deal with it. I truly cannot deal. But if he's happy, I'm happy, right? But yeah, so there's JK coverage. We started a book club. So if you want to read Beyond the Story, we're going to read other books. Beyond the Story is the BTS book. And listen, is it great? I would say not. But you know what? I'm doing my recaps while on a gummy, so that's fun. And all that you can get on the Substack. So let's do it. So today we're talking about a couple things. One thing we're talking about is we're going to be talking about the hockey book talk drama that happened last week, which is so K-pop. And that's why I want to talk about it, because it just, like, it gets all my little, like, you know, I love talking about fantasy. You know, I love talking about our relationship with everything. So it's just like my shit. It's just very much for me specifically. So we're going to do that. We're going to cover some music. I'm going to talk about the New Jeans album, which I'm obsessed with. We're also going to talk about the new Monsta X subunit, Hyungwon, Seonwoo. Oh my goodness. There's just so much fun things to discuss. Are we going to talk a little bit about Lizzo? I don't know. Probably not. We will see. The thing is that, like, I mean, obviously I'm not super hurt exactly, because as you know, I am on the not investing too much in the goodness of celebrities train. So much of my platform is about kind of like the downfalls of parasocial relationships and how we can have celebrities be inspiration or kind of spark things within us without kind of being too invested of their personhoods. But I'm not gonna kind of like talk about it fully until I hear everything. Like, it's just, maybe that's bias, dude. Like, I'm not gonna jump on a black tall woman kind of hearing, considering, and processing everything that's happening. That's just me. So I guess we talked about it. I do think it's fascinating looking at the case and looking at what is lawful, what is stuff that can be litigious, and what's just stuff that I don't think is founded. And there's a lot to it. So we'll talk about it another time. Let's do the hockey first. How about that? Let's do hockey first. All right. Let's talk about hockey and book talk. So I think it's important to put some of this stuff in context before we actually get into the actual drama. So one thing to know is that there's this book called Pucking Around. There's these series of books, and they are kind of spicy hockey books. They're not the only spicy hockey books, but I think they're the books that are in the center of this controversy. I actually read Pucking Around, or I tried to read it, and I will just say with kindness and love that it was not for me. But it's a why choose romance. It's very, like, you know, it's this team doctor and these three players, and they just are fucking each other and all that stuff. So you guys might like it, actually. I know a lot of people love it. It's a very, very popular book. And so that is the book that is at the center of this. And I think that it's important to contextualize some of my own feelings about it first. I felt really challenged by this whole story because I am somebody who, I love fanfic. I love sort of like the space in which you can take existing figures and kind of create your own stories and scenarios that exist outside of them. I think it's like a nice way to cope with parasocial kind of relationships. It's a nice way to cope with, I don't know, it's like I just feel like there's something very healing in fan fiction. But this experience really, like I said, it really challenged me and how I feel and think about all this stuff. And it gave me a lot to consider, which I loved because I like to be really challenged. So in order to kind of put this in a context, I'll give you an example. I don't know if you guys knew this about me, but I am a fantasy hockey player, and I haven't played in a couple years, but I won in 2019 my fantasy hockey league. I really enjoy hockey, and I know a lot about like the players and stuff like that because I had to watch them carefully to create my teams. And so one day I'm on TikTok and I see a player that is actually one of my fantasy players, one of my favorite fantasy players, and I saw him and I was like, oh. And then there was like these descriptions, and he was like, when you get in trouble for having sex with two of the players, the intern and everyone else, and it's a huge scandal. And I was like, what? I was like, really? And it was kind of presented without any irony or anything like that. It was just like presented very plainly. And it took me a while. I had to go to the comments to realize that this was because he was kind of who BookTok had decided represented a character from one of the books. And I was like, oh shit, like that's wild, that's crazy. And again, that's when I first kind of had my moment of like, oh, this is like really challenging. Because I do think that in K-pop there's similar stuff. Like I feel like, you know, I don't like engage in sort of like the, especially the visual kind of fantasy myth making, because I think there is something about imagery that makes it feel a lot stronger and a lot more real. I totally believe in, I think it's really fun and great when people create fan art and stuff like that. But you know what I think it is? I think that it's about where these things exist. I think that there's like a line and there's like a level of community and sort of like side communities like Tumblr, like AO3, which are kind of like sacred spaces for fans to engage with their fantasy. And TikTok sometimes feels like it crosses over too much because it's a space in which we exist with the subjects of our fantasies in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? It's like a very side-to-side situation. So that was like my first kind of like, oh, this is like, I'm like bumping up against this a little bit. That was like my first moment with that. And so then the BookTok drama happened. It was basically this woman, Felicia, and I forget the last name. Felicia is the wife of this player, Alex, from the Seattle Kraken. And she put up a Instagram story talking about how she has been studying sexual harassment and stuff like that. And upon reflection, a lot of the ways in which people talk about her husband are making her uncomfortable and kind of cross the line. And then she puts up some examples of stuff she's talking about. At the center of this is this TikToker named Kiara. She is like Kiara, I think. And she is somebody who is like probably one of the bigger BookTokers, specifically she's kind of like a thirst BookTokker. So you know how like people like me used to, I don't anymore, kind of create a lot of like thirst content around K-pop artists? She does that around book characters and hockey players and stuff like that. And again, this is like a really interesting, challenging thing because what she would do is kind of like a bigger version of what we're talking about, where she would take these book characters and she would sort of take those narratives and put them on to the hockey players, but it was on like a big public space. So she would have videos where the guys were like stretching and she would like say stuff about how they were stretching and how it was like very sexual and she wanted to be the ice. She was talking about our holes, talking about the teammates, all kind of like whatever. And I get like why she's popular because sort of like the embodiment and the expression of that type of sexuality is like not very common, and I think it's something that people really crave. So I don't want to come at this from a place of judgment for people expressing their sexuality. I think it's more of a conversation around how and where we create these spaces in which we are kind of having these fantasies, and what are kind of like the lines that get crossed around those things. So like, for example, I wrote a fanfic about Hobie and I wrote a Jimin fanfics, and those are both on my spaces, like, away from them. I'm not going to tag them. I'm not going to kind of go into those spaces. It's kind of private. What ended up happening is that this sort of like fantasy kind of creation space that she created got the attention of the Seattle Kraken. And so she was, Kiara, this TikToker, she was flown out to the Seattle Kraken's games. She was in the audience. She was like talking. She was like yelling, "Crack my back," stuff like that. And that's kind of where the wife was saying that it was making her uncomfortable. I don't know. Like I said, I don't really speak too much about the drama itself because it's sort of just like an indicative of a bigger conversation I want to have about fantasy and what are the kind of boundaries that we need to create in order to be able to freely express fantasies that we have, but not have them kind of feel like they're crossing the line and making people uncomfortable. I think another layer of this that I think is really fascinating is that there were people who were apparently coming to the games who were saying stuff to the players, making the players feel uncomfortable because of this line blur where instead of kind of separating your fantasy with the person themselves, those are combining and they're acting in sort of like inappropriate ways. And I think we see this in K-pop sometimes too, where you'll have somebody say something weird on a live, or they'll walk up to them and say something or something like that. I think the biggest difference between kind of like the K-pop fantasy kind of like infrastructure and like the hockey infrastructure, which I think they're trying to be treated the same, is that I think that there isn't really like hockey players are not trying to, they're not, their goal and their vision is not to be your fantasy. So they're not acting as ciphers for fantasy. They are hockey players and we are fantasizing about them based off of experiences we have in books. And it's sort of, again, like that line, I feel like can't be crossed, but what does that look like? You know what I mean? Like technically she was speaking to her community, and then the Seattle Kraken kind of came into the community and was like, oh, we want to be a part of this. This is a kind of like a opportunity for us to kind of like expand and promote hockey more. But then because those lines were blurred, I think people had a hard time, or she, because of the way she was talking about the members and stuff like that, and she was saying that she meant it in fun, I think she had a hard time distinguishing between them as athletes and people who are not actively participating in the fantasy with what she was doing. And also I think there's like a difference between the social media. So like the social media account for the Seattle Kraken was a part of it. They were like excited to be a part of Book Talk. They were kind of shooting the hockey players in a specific way to kind of promote the sport more among women, which I think was smart in itself, but I think it just got a little hairy. Again, I think that when we go back to, what's his name? Joe Burrow. And the thing about Joe Burrow, I feel like it was like a very kind of like more casual type of, he's hot, he's sexy, but because there's not like a core text, a core sexualized text around Joe Burrow, I think it was easier to not kind of be explicitly sexual towards him and kind of make that jump. But because the whole thing about hockey romance is that it's about like the idea that these hockey players have all these sexual prowess, it's easy for the sexualizing of the players to go a little too far. But I'm still thinking about it. Like, I'm still kind of like considering it. So I like want to present it to you. Like, what do you think about that? Because I do know that there is a lot of like, even when this happened, there was a lot of people who were like, well, these people are weird. You know, it's so weird to do fantasy stuff about real people. And it's weird. And I've always disagreed with that. And I think, like I said, I think that because there's not a fantasy industry for women, women have a hard time negotiating their desires and kind of considering and understanding how they should exist, how they should work and stuff like that. And the way that we explore our sexuality is different from men. So there's like no like whatever. I don't think it's about the fantasies. Like they can have fantasies and want these players to represent and crack their backs. I think it's more about how those are expressed, where that's expressed, and how, and the boundaries that exist in order to protect the players from being sexually harassed, and making sure that when we're having these fantasies and stuff like that, we're not bringing them to the player, and then there's like a real delineation. But again, because it's hockey and because they are not fantasy performers, I don't think that that infrastructure really existed. You know, I love to use a strip club analogy, but the whole thing about the strip club analogy is that the people have to know that they're stripping. And so, you know what I mean? Like, the hockey players did not put themselves on that stage. They were put there. And so there's like different, you know, rules around it. But yeah, I would love to hear what you think about this, what you think about the controversy. Was Ciara wrong for what she was doing? I'll put some articles in the comments. You can kind of tell me more, and some TikToks that kind of go into it more detail. I just thought it was like a really interesting and fascinating, nuanced conversation around how fantasy works and what are kind of like the rules and regulations behind how you engage with the subjects of your fantasy. And also, like I said, I just think it's fascinating to have these books, and you read these books and you find people who represent what these books are, and then kind of have them have to deal with your fantasies is really interesting to me. And again, it also kind of further proves how much of an infrastructure there is, and how many, even in secret, we're abiding by certain rules as K-pop fans in order to not bring our shit to the members directly. There's a lot of insular conversations and stuff like that, but it's not a thing. And like, again, it just like calls to attention, like what's a fan space, what's not a fan space, and stuff like that, that I find really fascinating and interesting. So let me know what you think about this. What did you think about this controversy? Did you hear it? Did you read about it? Let me know. That's the other thing, is that like after you go to heyshinee.substack anyway, because for in the comments of this episode there is an open chat, so you can sort of ask me questions and there's discussion, and it kind of gives you a preview of the cool discussions that happen all the time in that space. So that is hockey talk. Let's move on to NewJeans. So if you know me, you know that I think that NewJeans is the future. I think that they're so fresh, and like the energy that their music has, the production that their music has, is a good example of what HYBE can do. Back there, it does remind me of kind of old school. Oh, another podcast that I did was I did a kind of review of BTS and all my favorite songs from BTS. And one of the things that I noticed about their old music was how amazing the production is, and how crisp and how open and light. And that's kind of how this NewJeans new EP makes me feel. I just love the way that they're positioned. I love the way that they are marketed. It feels like a group that is 14, like it's for teenagers. Like obviously we can all enjoy the music, but their appeal and kind of like the way they're marketed, it feels like it's for teenagers, and especially for teenagers who, I feel like the new era of teenagers are not as interested in like heavily narratives and stuff like that, and being kind of like really pandered to. I think there's more of a desire to just witness life and like teenage life and sort of the lightness and the sadness to it, which is NewJeans is so good at. So I figured we would watch ASAP and then Super Shy and talk about the album a little bit, because I love it. So this is ASAP. ASAP. So already, like, the vibe of the video is very like collage, Y2K 90s revival type of aesthetic. I think one of the things that's also really interesting about NewJeans is how they style them, and how you know, even comparing them to Blackpink, who's the loves of my lives. I love Blackpink. They're, and even other K-pop groups, they're not sort of styled aspirationally. It's more their style to look like teenagers. Like, they just have looks and ideas that you could easily copy. Baby, baby, hurry up, don't be lazy. Oh my gosh, so ethereal. Hurry up, don't say maybe. And sort of the, like, the lightness of their voices, and it's just so sweet and young and fresh. This video reminds me of, like, what's it called? Like, the Shakespeare Midsummer Night's Dream type of ethereal. Just for a minute. Like, listen to that. It's so good. Like, this ethereal fairy, Midsummer Night's Dream, innocence type of vibe. The collages. Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I don't even think we can listen to the songs fully on these. If I ever, I want to you can add monetization into these, I think. But I don't know if I should play the music. So maybe we won't watch the videos, but you get it. Like, we'll do like little snippets. Maybe. It's just really good. I really enjoy the music. And the EP, let's look at it. Let's look at it on my phone. What are your favorite songs? So I personally really love, oh no, I guess we're going to have to watch it anyway because I want to respond to the Monsta X album and stuff. Oh my gosh. It's hard. It's hard to figure stuff out. Oh my God, I just opened my phone and I accidentally opened Instagram and there was JK again. Oh my God, I can't escape. Every time I open everything, he's always there. Remember when we would like never hear from him and it was like a delight? Like, oh my God, look at him. There he goes. He's in the distance. And now it's like, oh my gosh. And it's really interesting. This is a little aside. I wrote an essay again on the Substack about Doja Cat and JK and sort of like their differences in the way that they think about it. And I think the interesting thing about JK is that he's clearly delusional like all of us, right? Like, he has a real parasocial relationship with ARMY, because one of the things I always say is that parasocial love alone is never enough. And it's like a love that's constantly yearning. Like, you feel like you're searching for an experience or in a feeling that's impossible to get. And I feel like he's having that experience where you keep trying to recreate this feeling. You're trying to get to something that I feel like doesn't exist, because parasocial love on its own is not enough. So all I'm saying is, JK, join Grown Ass Fandom. This content is here to support you in your delusion. That's what we do here. Okay, so let's talk about NewJeans. We watched a little bit of sort of like the video of their kind of like Midsummer Night's Dreams, innocence, lost type of energy that I think is really interesting, because I think the thing about NewJeans that's so fascinating is that their music sounds happy, but there's ultimately this like level of melancholy to it that is so relatable as a teenager. When you're a teenager, that's how everything feels. It has like this glossy kind of cover, while inside you're like, I'm sad, I'm ignored, all that stuff. So let's look at the NewJeans EP. I think the branding and the marketing around, again, them is genius. The idea of kind of having them as Powerpuff Girls. And really, I love how one of them has this like a grumpy face Powerpuff Girl. But I don't actually know too much about the girls, because again, like, I feel like NewJeans is not for me. Like, I can enjoy them and enjoy their music, but at the end of the day, kind of like the K-pop experience that they're trying to recreate is for teenagers, I think, more than anything. Like, I think you can be involved with it, but they're so young. I don't want to get too involved. Okay, So let's rank the songs on the EP. The NewJeans, oh my gosh, we didn't even listen to the banger, which is Super Shy. And you know what else is so genius about NewJeans is the way that they build their choreography, like those simple hand movements and kind of like really complex, visually engaging kind of choreography and stuff like that. And then inside have these like really simple movements that anybody can do. So the Super Shy movement is something anybody can do and it's really engaging and that's perfect. And that's what they've always done, is like they have these really addictive, simple moves, which is really great. And then UTA. So I think Cool With You is my favorite song. It's just like, listen to that. It's just buttery, baby. Butter, baby. And then I also like Get Up. So if I had to rank them, I would say that my favorite song is Cool With You. I also love Super Shy. Cool With You, Super Shy, Get Up, NewJeans, ASAP, ETA. Although the beginning of ASAP is like, it's me again, let's talk ASAP. It's just like beautiful ASAP, baby, hurry up, don't be lazy, ASAP, baby. And then this part, just for a minute. Hello, period. So I definitely think that the EP is incredible. If you didn't know, I picked Hype Boy as the best K-pop song of last year, and I feel like I'm curious to see if any songs will kind of usurp these songs. So I feel like Cool With You or Super Shy could easily be another one of the biggest K-pop songs of the year. Although, you know, a song that I'm addicted to and I sing and I play constantly is Super by Seventeen. So I feel like I've turned a corner with Seventeen, because I feel like before I was a vibe carrot because I just like couldn't get into the music. But now the amount of songs that I like are going up. So it used to be that Anyone was the only song that I really liked. And then I got Hot, and then I got Cheers, and then Super I'm obsessed with. When I first heard Super, when I first saw it, I couldn't even get into it because I found that the styling was just so like not good. And I was like really upset about this era of weird boy group styling we were having. But now that I've watched the video 100 times, I've gotten used to it and I just am obsessed with the song. Like, do you ever get fixated with a song and you just listen to it over and over and over again? That's what happened with me in Super. I am fixated. I'm obsessed with that song. Yeah. What song do you feel like is the best song of the year to you? Not just K-pop, anyone, anywhere. I'm trying to think of like other songs that I like outside of K-pop. But you know what? I haven't been listening to a lot of music this year. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks because I'm working on my book. And oh, update on the book. The book is coming along. So I'm going through an edit as we speak. So after we do this, we're going to kind of edit it. And my hope is to be done by Monday, and then I can move on to other projects. And I'm super, super excited to share. I'm super excited for the book, Dear Plant Daddy. Truly, You've Got Mail meets kind of Insecure set in Long Beach. Good stuff with minorities. It's sexy. It's fun. I feel really good about it. So that's coming. So let's finish up with, we're just going to watch the Monsta X music video. I don't care. I guess this is not getting monetized. I have to figure out a strategy, guys. I want to be able to do podcasts and stuff more, but I'm like not advertiser friendly. Let me know if you have any ideas. I'm reaching out to my community. I'm reaching out to you for support. If you have any ideas, comments, concerns, projects, anything that you think would be good for Shanae, me, your girl, reach out to me on Instagram. At grownass fandom or at hey Shanae. Be like, Shanae, you should do this. Shanae, you should contact this person. I have this idea. I have this thing. Support your girl. If you've ever gotten anything from anything I did, I'm asking for your help. That was in my cards today, because that's the other thing, is that I'm like now like kind of a spiritual girly, and the cards were like, I keep getting this one card that's like, community, soul tribe, community, 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 like go to your community and ask. So I'm asking for your help in any way, shape, or form that you have. If you have any ideas, projects, promos for the podcast, places the podcast would be, people I should know, let me know. Okay, let's finish up with watching this video, and we're just gonna watch it because I want to help promote Monsta X, because I really believe in them and I feel like we don't talk about them enough. So just for a minute, New Jeans, we don't have to worry about New Jeans, they're gonna be just fine. Let me see, Monsta X. Why is it Monsta X more popular? Is it because they're, why do you think that is? Because this video only has 8 million views, so we're going to promote it. So we have Shanru and Hyungwon, Love Me a Little, the MV is posted 9 days ago, so we're going to watch it to finish up. Feel free to watch with me. Go get it, go get it, go get it. Okay, we're going to listen. We have to promote, so we're just going to come in, talk. Let's do it. Oh my gosh, Hyungwon is wet in the water. I love the song. I've already heard it already. Shanwoo is so pretty. Look at that collarbone. Just face. Gosh, everybody's laying in the wet water. Also, I love the way their voices sound on this song. Me a little, love me a little bit. Just a lot of laying about. There's lights behind them and they're dancing. Ooh, I love that scene. It switched between the two of them. What is the story here? It's just like moods, vibes. It reminds me, it feels like a commercial for a cologne. Like a really sexy cologne commercial. And they're just like, do you want to smell like me? I'm sexy in the forest. Little love me a little. I'm like so into Shanwoo now. Like I didn't know he was so fun and he likes to eat and hang out. This is a really sexy song. After hour, the breakdown. They're both such fluid dancers. I really love how Monsta X is styled. I think I said this, one of my biggest issues with the JK campaign is I really don't like his styling. And I think it's because they're kind of trying to be less K-pop, but K-pop styling, what makes it special is how good it is. And they're both dressed exquisitely in this video, and like the aesthetics and the expensiveness of it. Speaking about about NewJeans again that I find really interesting about that NewJeans video. So I feel like it's more in alignment with K-pop because I feel like their other stuff has been intentionally less kind of like shiny K-pop production and sort of more, let me see. Oh my God, they have videos for everything. There's like so many different videos. There's also one for ASAP. I mean, we did that already. Cool. Oh, they have a video for Cool With You. There's so much about longing in their stuff. Anyways, that's it for this week's episode. If you would like to hear some more behind the scenes on this episode, you want to hear, I think I'm going to do like a little side episode talking about more in depth for some of this stuff. If you want to hear you want to be part of the book club, if you want to read little fanfics on my Hey Shinee Substack, if you want to support, go to heyshinee.substack.com. If you want to say hello, go to @heyshinee on Instagram or @grownassfandom on Instagram. And if you loved this podcast, please give it 5 stars, share with your friends, and I will be back soon. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.